We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. We are back. The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. We are glad you're here. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn Automotive, they have these new incredible vans that they have on their lots now, these Dodge, like super vans, I guess is the best way to put it. And they look like Sprinter vans, but they're big vans. And I was out there yesterday. You can stand up in the back of this thing. And people are now customizing these things like RVs, and because their regular vans are just a little bit bigger, you can take them anywhere. And it's not like the old days of custom vans, you know, the old custom van days with the fold out seats and all that stuff. These are things that people are making into like homes on wheels, and it's pretty cool actually. So anyway, they got a whole bunch of these things. They just got them in all different colors out at the Van Horn Automotive Truck Center in Plymouth. Got a bunch of them now, but go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. See for yourself what it is I'm talking about, because they're just great people, and they've got a customizing shop that they work with that anything you want. If you want sinks or toilets or bedding, if you want to, you know, just about any televisions, you know, you want satellite, anything. They can stick all this stuff in there. It's really, really cool, and they got it out there at the truck center in many different models. So check out vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. See for yourself what it is I'm talking about. And they're the home of the 90-day test drive, plus free oil changes with any purchase, new or used. Plus, they have the commercial fleet service. These vans, by the way, would be great for delivery services. So plenty of different uses for a lot of these things, but they have many different dealerships, many different makes, models, domestic, imports, whatever it happens to be. They've got something for everybody. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. So we got to thinking, with the way Rob Manfred, I do you want to say he botched this investigation with Major League Baseball by giving blanket immunity to all the players? Or the explanation after the fact really, really, really kind of sucked, for lack of a better term. I mean, come on, it did, right? Saying that, well, they're going to be feeling full of shame everywhere they go, so that's penalty enough. No, it's really not. It's really not. When you're cheating like that, I mean, short of throwing a ball game, you know, that's Shoeless Joe Jackson kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Even though Shoeless Joe, we all know, you know, he's the one that gave the money back. But my point being is, this is pretty crappy stuff. And to basically be allowed to play, keep your ring, still keep your title, but just be publicly shamed, what kind of deterrent is that for anybody to do this again? You know what I mean? So Rob Manfred taking a lot of heat. We know Roger Goodell has taken heat. Roger Goodell took heat for Colin Kaepernick. Roger Goodell took heat for head hits. He took heat for not understanding, nor knowing, nor having the ability to express actually what a catch is. All of the CTE stuff that began to come out that they tried to keep quiet. I mean, so both commissioners have had pretty egregious missteps in their tenure. A shorter tenure, obviously, being for Rob Manfred, but nevertheless, missteps. So if you had to judge the sport based on the commissioner, because right now, Adam Silver's pretty much done just about everything right, right? He hasn't really had a misstep, you know? Hockey has been flourishing ever since they had the lockout, even though some of the salaries have gotten a little bit out of hand, but they kind of, they were actually able to put the blank back in the horse, if you know what I mean. So hockey's okay, but when it comes to the commissioners of Major League Baseball and the NFL, how would you judge the tenure? How do you judge a commissioner, you know, when you get into that? Who's done the worst job? Who's been the worst guy? For people that, you know, wanted to talk about Bud Selig did a fantastic job in retrospect. And I said it all along while it was happening. He brought in the wild card. He brought in steroid testing. I mean, he had to, right? Even though it was basically forced upon him publicly, but Bud, wink and a nod, got Donald Fear to Capitol Hill. To finally, the players' union had to relent and say, okay, we'll go ahead with this. Because Bud couldn't get it done by himself. He wasn't going to be able to negotiate that in. Not without public humiliation. You know, he got revenue sharing. He got bigger and bigger and bigger media deals. You know, I mean, ever since that lost World Series, boy, it had been pretty much labor peace throughout. So for what people wanted to say about Bud, boy, Bud just kept the thing sailing right along, making money, building new stadiums, doing pretty well. So Rob Manfred has an issue on his hands out in Oakland. They have not been able to solve. He's had the sign-stealing scandal. You know, he has had some issues to deal with. Roger Goodell, like I said, you go back to the whole Colin Kaepernick thing and what they had to deal with and how they tried to deal with it. And then the CTE stuff, just that alone was kind of a black eye on the NFL. So who do you think has been the worst or done worse at their job? Rob Manfred, Roger Goodell. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do it, because I think it's a legitimate discussion when you talk about the leaders of these massive multi-billion dollar sports and the missteps that they have had and the fandom that they have lost or garnered along the way because of. 855-830-8648. We are broadcasting live out of the Team Hochberg studios. Visit my guy David at 56david.com. You can hit us up on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can hit us up over on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or at Radio Joe Sports. You can find them there. You can find us over on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Just look for the blue check mark there. There's Instagram, The Real Bill Michaels. There's plenty of ways to find us. And don't forget the radio.com app is one of the best. Go to radio.com and like us there, search us there, and you'll always get anything that we got big coming up. It'll pop across your mobile device, and you'll be good to go. The mayor tweets us @Bill_Michaels, said, absolutely, Manfred. Guy has completely dropped the ball in the Astros cheating scandal. This one's from Michael, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. The kneeling situation turned me off to the NFL. I have not come back ever since. The NFL seems to be hypocritical. I love Major League Baseball, but Rob Manfred surely blanked that up. He can't say what he wrote. But I think baseball is still far better and more pure than what football is. Steven writes, and that's an opinion. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with it. But I respect the opinion. John writes in the Wendy's email inbox, how can anybody think anybody else besides Manfred? This has been a terrible black eye in Major League Baseball. I agree with you. This is as bad as the Black Sox scandal. When you're cheating in the World Series and you're cheating to win and you end up winning that World Series, that is a disgusting trait and a black eye on the sport, even though they were still doing it against the Washington Nationals. At least Washington had sense enough to change their signs and knew about it ahead of time. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Tom, listening to us out in Madison on the Zone out there. Tom, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on, man?
Hey, good. I definitely think Goodell is worse. He's been more exposed, more in the limelight. I'm not sure that Manfred has had as much exposure. But on a side note, I just wanted to comment on the whole cheating thing. I'm an umpire. I do high school and some adult league baseball, and sign stealing is not illegal. There is nothing illegal about sign stealing, and I think people sometimes misinterpret this whole thing with the Astros. What is illegal is using the electronic equipment. I just wanted to point that out.
No, I completely agree. Sign stealing has always been a part of the game if you got a guy on second base. But when you're hooking up cameras, when you're hooking up cameras in the outfield, then displaying those images to a clubhouse and banging on garbage cans. No, I said that all along. Look, if you've got a third base coach and they figure out his signs and his keys, so be it. If you've got a guy at second,
that's gamesmanship.
That is. That's what that is. But when what they did was taking it so far beyond that, I completely agree with you, Tom. Thanks for the phone call. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. So he agrees. What happened in Major League Baseball, absolutely egregious, terrible. But he still feels that Roger Goodell, far worse as a commissioner than what Rob Manfred has been as the commissioner of baseball. Your thoughts, 855-830-8648. When we come back, stay tuned. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip, top-tier alternative fuels, no-fee ATMs, and don't forget, now go in, get yourself some fried chicken, which is actually beating in taste tests some of the national brands. Hand-battered, dipped, all that good stuff right there in the store. And they're doing it with a lot of the sides, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the potato wedges, the mac and cheese, really, really good stuff. Whether it's two-piece, eight-piece, dark meat, white meat, whatever it happens to be, they've got it, and it's good. It's good. Just stop in and try it for yourself when you're near a Quick Trip. That's our friends from Quick Trip with new fried chicken. It's not at all locations, but at many locations. Check it out for yourself. That's from our friends over at Quick Trip. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show, asking you which is the better or the worse commissioner, Rob Manfred, Roger Goodell. Stay tuned. More after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take
it. Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're with us. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Team Hochberg. Now listen up, if you are renting or owning, if you're renting an apartment or owning a home, they want to give you the opportunity to have them pay your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. Listen up, you heard me right. Team Hochberg, they're giving listeners an opportunity to have them pay your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. Team Hochberg, they teamed up with the Chicago Blackhawks, okay? And they're going to offer a couple of renters and a couple of homeowners the opportunity to shoot the puck during the March 22nd Blackhawks game. Score a goal, and there you go. They're going to pay either your rent or your mortgage for an entire year, but you can't win unless you register. Go to chicagoblackhawks.com/teamhochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. The registration ends February 29th. Again, register and review all the rules at chicagoblackhawks.com/teamhochberg. That's chicagoblackhawks.com/teamhochberg. They helped me, and I'm just about ready to close everything out. Finally, get this done and save me a bunch of money along the way. And they've saved a bunch of you, just like this on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. But they can't help if you don't call them. 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. That's our friends over there at Team Hochberg. So we're talking about commissioners in the different leagues, in the National Football League and Major League Baseball, and both commissioners have had missteps. And so, we always get into the debate of who's worse and what's worse and all that kind of stuff. But when you talk about, you go through the whole CTE thing and the NFL kind of in denial and then supporting it but not supporting it and wanting to take everything in-house. And, at times it looked as if like they were trying to hide the figures or diminish the damage. And then you've got Major League Baseball, and you've got the sign-stealing scandal, and players are not being suspended, even though they're participating in stuff like this. And, where the leagues stand right now, who has either done the better job or the worst job in your eyes? Because I think it's a fair question to ask. Like I said, the NBA, Adam Silver's done a terrific job. The way he's kind of handled things. And the players appreciate it. The fans appreciate it. The sport itself, marketing-wise, has grown dramatically. They're one of the leagues that are on the forefront of all of this. specifically when it comes to social media and the marketing of its players. But between those other two, you know, who has done the better or worse job? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one is from Mark. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox, I have still not returned to the NFL. They have discussed to me for years the CTE scandal and everybody focusing on who knelt during the national anthem. It just turned me off to football. I only watch it every now and then. Otherwise, I'd pay more attention to the NBA and Major League Baseball. I have found myself watching more Premier League soccer and college football now that I don't pay as much attention to the NFL. There you go. This one is from Adam. Adam writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, Rob Manfred, well, I can't say that, but basically made him mad, we'll say, when he did not suspend any players. He could have gotten one player to give him the evidence and found all that he needed rather than giving blanket immunity to all players who spoke up. And also, he should have chastised any player that chastised Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers exposed an ugliness about baseball, and he should be commended for that, even though he did benefit from that. At least he had the foresight to tell someone about it. Major League Baseball should have also investigated a little more thoroughly when it originally came out, rather than putting it on the back burner and acting like there was no harm, no foul. I would say Rob Manfred far, far worse and really angered him, we'll say, regarding the national pastime. This is from Steve. Steve writes, he says, hey guys, they both suck. I like the NBA. I like watching other sports, college football included. But football and baseball have made me mad. I still root for the Milwaukee Brewers, and I still go to Brewers games. But overall, I don't watch baseball like I used to. The NFL has become a watered-down sport because of all the replay and all the time spent on trying to figure out whether or not it was or wasn't a catch. When you can't figure out what a catch is in your own damn sport, you're too much of an idiot to run the sport. Therefore, Roger Goodell is the king of all idiots. There you go. That's almost like a George Costanza drop right there. Costanza, king of the idiots. There you have it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. This was just from Alex. Alex says Manfred. This is from Jack. Jack says Goodell. This is from Neil. Neil says Manfred as well. J-Man says, I think that Roger Goodell has dropped the ball on numerous occasions, but he keeps his job because the owners keep making money, and he has gotten it over on Demora Smith. Demora Smith will never beat him. He doesn't have the power. And I've always said, look, you know, when you have a really large number of money between the guys that have money and the guys that don't have money, okay, and you're trying to keep a base together as your union, you're going to struggle. Because the guys that don't have money or don't have as nearly as much money as the guys that do have money far outweigh them. And so when you're talking about guys that don't have money looking at a work stoppage and not collecting a paycheck, if I'm making $25, $30 million a year and I got that in the bank, I'm good to go. I'm good to go. No problem. Okay? You know, I can sit on my money for a year. I'm good. But when you're only making $300,000, $500,000, and $700,000, and you've bought a house for your mom, you bought a car for yourself, you got a condo in Green Bay, and then you got to go back to your home, wherever it happens to be, or whatever warm climate you happen to live in, and you got to figure out what to do for a year to make the payments, you're not going to sit out very long from missing ball games and missing paychecks. Because that money, ain't happening. So that's the reason the NFL has a much tougher time keeping the union together, because the guys that don't have money and the short-term longevity of their career, they don't have time to screw around. You got to get this done. Whereas Major League Baseball, you sit out for 3 months, 5 months, watch the owners lose money, and you're still making guaranteed money, guaranteed millions, you're good to go. You're good to go. Got a couple of responses over here on the Facebook fan page as well. Rob Manfred, but only just. Goodell hasn't had this many controversies in one short span. He completely botched the Astros thing, especially when players are openly critical of him about it. He faces the A's situation that is still largely unknown. Don't forget, too, that he has a minor league debacle, too, where he is facing congressional pressure. And they're right about that. He is. I think it matters what sport is front and center at the time. They have all have had their bad moments. That's from Dean. And Dan says as well, wow, that's like asking if I want a kick in the crotch or a hot stick in the eye. However, I agree with Jose that they both stink, but the NFL is still the cash cow, so Manfred is the worst. Both suck, according to Jose. Goodell has at least managed not to screw up the cash, while baseball's popularity is continuing to shrink. Manfred, and it's not even close, I feel like Goodell, most of the time at least, has the league's best interest in mind, even though he doesn't always make the best choices. I don't know what Manfred is doing from time to time. That is from Adam. This one's from Dan, who says it's Goodell, not even close. Dylan says, how is this even a question? Manfred will let the players cheat without any consequence at all. Disgusting. Rob says, Manfred, definitely baseball, and Manfred is worse, not even close, according to Tom as well. So a lot of responses coming in over on the Facebook fan page also. Got some emails to get to in the inbox as well. If you want to chime in, go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. That's facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Also, when we come back, we are going to talk with Jack Armstrong. Jack is the Raptors television analyst, and coming up tonight, you got the Bucks on the road in Toronto, taking on the Raptors, something that we all circled when the schedule came out, because this is a big one. And we're going to talk with Jack coming up here shortly. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at The Social House, H-A-U-S. Stop out there on Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. Tell them we said hi, home of the cheese curd burger. Oh, my goodness, that thing is good. Plus, on Sundays, don't forget, they will give you pancakes. Pancakes. If you get yourself a cocktail. You go in for a Bloody Mary, you're getting free pancakes. It's as simple as that. Also, tailgating season almost here. Our friends over at Usinger reminding you, when you're going to go into the grocery store, you're going to get something good, the stuff in your grill for tailgates as we start to get into baseball season, make it Usinger. Stick with the hometown team. Stick with Usinger. U-S-I-N-G-E-R. That is Usinger.com. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show talking Raptors right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show on the air. I want to remind you that coming up this Thursday night, we're back at it. Going to be hanging out the Milwaukee Basketball Hour again Thursday night, 6 to 7 o'clock. Yours truly, Steve Novak, going to be bringing it to you. Looking forward to it. And we're going to be down at Good City Brewing again, not back out of Concordia, although we had a great time out there. Hey, a big game coming up tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks on the road, something a lot of Bucks fans circled. They have not been back since Game 6 and being bounced out of the Eastern Conference Finals. So Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst on TSN, and then now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jack, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. Many seem to think that the Toronto Raptors and the way they play D against this Bucks team, this is the team in the East that has the most legitimate shot at knocking the Bucks off. You tell me what they do so well that the Bucks would struggle with.
Well, I think, it's a different year, you know, and obviously the Raptors don't have Kawhi Leonard. So I think that changes things a little bit compared to maybe what the Bucks saw a year ago in the playoffs. I mean, when you match up a guy like Kawhi Leonard on Giannis, you know, you're talking about, you know, maybe the best defensive player on the planet right now. So now you take him out of the equation, it's got to be more of a cumulative group effort than necessarily having greatness against greatness. So in defense of the Bucks, I think they, as much as a wonderful accomplishment of the Raptors, what they did, you know, they had a guy who was a great, great matchup for them, who from games 3 to 6 did a terrific job, you know, making Giannis have to work a lot harder than maybe he did in games 1 and 2 in the playoffs. So I think for the Raptors, I mean, when they're good, when they're really good, they're taking care of the ball, they're moving the ball, they're getting great shots, they're playing with pace, and then when they do that, they're able to get you into the half court and make you run your stuff half court, 5-on-5, and they're really sound as a half court defensive team in terms of quickness, multiple help, containing the ball, schemes, understanding of giving different looks, switchability, being able to blow up dribble handoffs and blow up ball screens and close out on shooters quickly. So this is a good defensive ball club, as is the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, these are the two of the top defensive teams in the NBA, and they're two of the outstanding offensive teams in the league as well, and that's why, obviously, the Bucks have the best record in the league, and the Raptors have the third best. So it should be a lot of fun tonight.
Well, here's my next question for you. With the Bucks being the best record in the league, what are the Bucks? I mean, Giannis obviously is on his way to another MVP, barring some kind of a major collapse. But you tell me what is now so strong and so different about this team this year versus last year that you've witnessed.
The Bucks?
Yeah.
No, I just think they're a year more polished. I think in terms of just really understanding what Coach Budenholzer wants to get accomplished. You know, you lose a Malcolm Brogdon, and quite frankly, you haven't missed a beat. And to me, I think you have just a lot of smart veteran players that know how to play the game. There's great chemistry. You're getting a tremendous play out of George Hill. You know, he and Middleton are shooting lights out from three, so you have that spacing that you surround Giannis with. You know, Dante DiVincenzo is healthy this year, and he's a fearless player. I love his game. You look at a guy like Connaughton, who's tough as nails, and Korver when he's healthy. You know, you add an extra Lopez to the mix. You know, a guy like Ilyasova would start on a lot of teams in the NBA. I mean, think of what he did for the Philadelphia Sixers a few years ago. He and Marco Bellinelli at the trade deadline with buyouts. You know, so this, you know, the Bucks are just deep experience, and I think Bledsoe has been better than he was in the playoffs a year ago, and I think he's a big factor, you know, for them in terms of just if he can be consistent, you know, that'll help, you know, his consistency, and then George Hill, you know, you can get away with not having Brogdon if you get that kind of play from those guys.
Talking with Jack Armstrong, Raptors TV analyst on TSN. Big one coming up tonight between the Bucks and the Raptors. You know, kind of as they sit right now, I mean, if these two teams met up in that seven-game series, you know, granted last year the Bucks got off to the fast start, and had they won Game 3, maybe things end up a little bit different. But I thought Nick Nurse did a fantastic job schematically to say, look, Giannis is not going to beat us. We're going to make him earn it, and then everybody else is going to have to beat us. Do you think the Bucks are deep enough now in a seven-game series, like you had mentioned, with Dante DiVincenzo, with guys that have specific roles? Do you think that is deep enough now that they really are that that team that looks as if they're destined to get to an NBA Finals?
I think they definitely have the capability of doing it. I'm sure Miami and Boston and Philadelphia and Toronto are going to want to have something to say about that. And I think all those teams have a right to feel that way. At the same time, based upon the body of work, you got to give a lot of credit to the Lakers and the Bucks for being where they are at this top of their respective conferences. But there's no doubt when I look at the Bucks that, you know, for Toronto or Boston or Miami or Philly to knock them out, they're going to have to play at an incredibly high level to do it. I think it can be done, but you're going to have to play at a great level. This is a terrific ball club, and I think they understand their scheme that much better. They understand the expectations and the roles, and their roster has such flexibility and versatility. And, you know, there'll be nights where guys will play 5 minutes, and then the next night they're playing 28. I mean, here's the other thing. You know, you look at the usage rate for Giannis right now. I mean, it's off the charts. At the same time, what is he averaging? 31 minutes a game?
Mm-hmm.
Think about when you get in a playoff series. If I'm coaching that guy, I don't even dare. If he looks at me, I'm just turning my back to him. I'm not taking him out. I'm gonna play him 45, 46, 47 minutes because I've saved them during the regular season. So I think the thing that's scary for the other 29 teams in the NBA is, what's this dude look like when he's playing 44, 45 minutes? Now, I know there's a difference between playoff minutes and regular season minutes. It's like highway driving versus city miles, you know?
Mm-hmm, right.
But nonetheless, that's a scary proposition to prop his minutes up 12, 14 minutes. So I just think that, you know, I think the Raptors and have the goods to win a series against them. I also think those other teams I mentioned do as well. but the margin of error for each of these teams is a little tighter, and it's going to come down to playing at a high level on both ends, which I think they can do, but it's not going to be easy.
I got to ask you, just deviate away from the court for just a second. What Serge Ibaka's got a scarf now. I saw this, what was it, on Snapchat or something to that effect? FaceTime, maybe? I don't know what it was. He's got a scarf. It looks like a pink python. When did that become the big fashion statement there?
Oh, about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Serge is a big fashion guy, and obviously, just like Milwaukee, Toronto gets a little chilly during the winter, and he loves sporting a scarf, and it's become like a trendy thing. So he got scarves for all the guys on the team. Actually, I just got a scarf the other day. I mean, I've never
huge.
Worn a scarf. It's beyond huge. It's like a tablecloth. It's interesting, but there's a great picture of him and his teammates, and they're all wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also shows the togetherness of the Raptors. I think they have in spite of losing a great player like Kawhi Leonard and a really good player like Danny Green, and on top of that, have just been absolutely decimated with injuries. Right now, Marc Gasol, and Norm Powell won't play tonight. And, you look at that, and to be where they are right now with the third best record in the league and an exciting game tonight against the best team in the NBA, and they're a game better than they were a year ago with Kawhi Leonard, and Danny Green, and a healthy team. So, to me, I think in a lot of ways people around the league have slept on the Raptors a little bit. And from my perspective, I hear way too much. I don't think the Bucks get enough credit sometimes. I think they deserve every bit of credit they get, but I get tired of hearing about the Celtics and the Heat and the Sixers and not enough about the Raptors.
Talking with Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst on TSN, one of the guys I think that it's overlooked as well, even though he was one of the better players last year, and that's Siakam. I was reading about his work ethic. We were just talking the other day about Chris Middleton and also Dante DiVincenzo and Giannis all being first in the gym. Siakam, apparently, according to his guys, he's the first one in the gym, and every weakness he has in every game, he's over there working it. That's the reason he's become this good. Talk about his work ethic a little bit.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, what's the old line? Input equals output. And, the guy made the All-Star team this year was a starter. And to me, last year was the most improved player in the league. So, he's just grown by leaps and bounds. And, he's around guys like a Fred VanVleet and a Kyle Lowry who are tireless workers. And, to be around pros like a Marc Gasol and then to have Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard as teammates a year ago, he's picked up a lot of that institutional know-how, and it gets passed down. And I think, he's now a guy that has an idea. Hey, you play with Kawhi Leonard, you go, all right, I get it. That's what greatness looks like. Okay, what's flattery? What's the growth? What's imitation? It's the greatest form of flattery, right? And to me, Pascal is a guy that really observed a guy like Kawhi go to work every day. And to me, I think a lot of that stuff's rubbed off on him obviously in a very positive way.
You talk about VanVleet. VanVleet averaging over 17 points at home, 15.5 points in the last 10 games. I mean, he's been playing extremely well, but there in Canada, man, he's feeling it, isn't he?
Well, he's a guy that shoots the ball with, a great deal of confidence, and he's a guy that knows how to move without the ball, screen usage, space out when you draw and kick. He just has a real good understanding of how to play the game. He's been coached. He's just there's no doubt. I did an appearance with him yesterday, and I joked with him. He'll probably make too much money. But the reality is, there's no doubt in my mind, I could see him in 10, 15 years on an NBA sideline as a head coach. He has those chops. He has that intellect. He has that stage presence and leadership. I like what he brings. He's a guy, and we see it too often, and I've said it to him right to his face. There are a lot of other guys that win the beauty contest. They run the 40 faster. They have a better vertical leap. They're 6'4", and they can jump out of the gym. They can just do this, that, and the other thing. But the bottom line is they don't know how to play the game, and they don't know how to win. you know, Van Vliet's one of those guys that doesn't win the beauty contest, but all he does is kick your tail, and you want him on your team.
Always great to talk, my friend. Should be a good one coming up tonight. It's something that I know a lot of people have circled, nationally televised game. Jack, appreciate it, okay?
No problem. I look forward to being back in Milwaukee in April, and I hope we're together in May, and as I enjoy a few ice-cold beverages, and Milwaukee's one of my favorite stops for that.
Well, now they've got a great facility downtown as well with a lot of things close by. So enjoy yourself. We'll see you when you get here.
You got it. Have a great day.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst on TSN, joining us on the Schneider Orange Highlight. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin. They've got a 98% success rate. Now, treating guys with ED, that's 98% success rate, all but guaranteeing they can help you out. And then when it comes to, we'll say, the low T, if you're looking for energy, mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, more stability, better rest at night, feeling more refreshed during the day, they can help you out. But you can't do anything if you don't call. Get asked all the time, does it work? Yes. I'm a walking testament to this stuff when it comes to the low T and the weight loss. Yes. Absolutely. Call them, 414-455-4451. Call the medical experts, 414-455-4451. That's our friends from over there at New Mail Medical. And then there's the all-in-one weight loss program, and yes, that works as well. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. He's got small hands. Does it matter? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, loose.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, loose. But I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
How you doing? How you doing? Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. On the beginning of Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. You want to get a hold of us? You can, 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals 50 Talk Line. Speaking of the Admirals, big weekend's coming up. As a matter of fact, they are close to selling out. They have not sold out yet, but REO Speedwagon coming to town in a few weeks, as a matter of fact. They're going to be in town on the 14th of March. Saturday night, the 14th of March. It'll be 2 weeks from this Saturday. So if you don't have tickets for the post-game concert, get you some. So go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. That's MilwaukeeAdmirals.com as the 70s and 80s and 90s and beyond rockers, REO Speedwagon, they come to town for a post-game concert. So go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Also, say thanks to our friends at the Nice Ash. Terrific place down there in downtown Waukesha, 323 West Main Street. As a matter of fact, great selection of spirits and beers, cigars, hookahs, and a lot of fun with a great atmosphere. And they really do have a great staff down there that tries to learn everybody's name. They're establishing relationships with customers that last a lifetime. And as they say, get your ash in here. So live music on the weekends, by the way, as well. So go in and say hi to our friends over at The Nice Ash. Go to TheNiceAsh.com. That's TheNiceAsh.com. So Joe Burrow, what appears to be the number one overall pick, and he most likely is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals property. And originally there was some discrepancy as to whether or not he even wanted to play for Cincinnati. Now, he's from Ohio, okay? And there was some discussion right after the season ended that, nah, he doesn't want to play for the Bengals. There's been people that have reached out to him that have said, yeah, this organization sucks. And I've said that for years, and I'm from there, and I've told you that. They will never win a Super Bowl. Oh, they haven't won a playoff game since I left that city since 1999, just with that ownership group, with Mike Brown and company and the way they do it via the cheap. But anyway, Joe Burrow looks to be the number one overall pick in the draft. So then he goes to the combine, and we all saw him play, right? We know what he can do. And then they did the measurements. Yeah, tall enough, you know, good wheels, all that kind of stuff. And throw your hand up there. Yeah, it's He measured up with 9-inch hands. Now, you might say, well, is that bad? Yeah, it's not great. In other words, he measures at 9 inches, according to some sources. But from pinky, the tip of your pinky finger, if you spread your hand out, from the tip of your pinky finger to your thumb, okay, the 9-inch measurement is tied for the smallest among first-round quarterbacks measured at the combine since 2008. The guys that have that same hand size, think about this, Ryan Tannehill, Jared Goff, and the other guy that measured the same size, current Cincinnati Bengals head coach Zach Taylor. So Joe Burrow, when he found out that he had the smallest hand since 2008, he put up there on his Twitter page, considering retirement after he was informed that the football are going to be slipping out of his hands. Please keep me in your prayers and thoughts. By the way, don't fret too much if you're a Bengals fan, because Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs, his hands registered 9 1/4 inches. When he attended the combine just a couple of years ago. So he said to Joe Burrow in his tweet, my hands are doing all right so far. I believe in you. There you have it. And then he had some crying and laughing emojis. So there you go. Not too worried about Joe Burrow's hands. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We've got a lot more coming up. Bill Baby Tal Schmidt going to be joining us. We're also going to hear from Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Packers. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.